It's 7:35. I just want to say thoughts and prayers to Nomkhita Monna. South Africa Post Office's new CEO. I found her extremely positive and determined. But I hope, I found a lot of the statements either misguided. Maybe it was because we were on air and that she's trying to put forward a positive spin. But obsessed with customer service is not something that the post office is going to get to in 3 years. 23,000 employees, I think, at the last time that I saw across the country. Changing the attitude of the system is offline for tens of thousands of South Africans that are not centralized in a particular office is a cultural shift that takes place in each and every post office around the country. When we get to where each and every post office is, so many of them are actually being removed because of this commercial insolvency. That means that rent has not been paid. So there's that practicality that needs to be considered as well. And whether or not people are appropriately skilled for the role, I don't know if that's really too much of a problem at the post office. But the logistical headwinds that people face with respect to delivering to those in rural areas or trying to take back the clients that they've lost to private operators and regain the trust of South African people is not something that will turn around in 3 years. And it's not because Nomkhita Monna is not a good CEO, and it's not because she's not moving in with the right ideas. It's because the systemic issue has actually preceded COVID, preceded the current Auditor General's report, and is at least 15 years old. Which is ironic because the post office isn't even 30 years old in its current form. So I wish her well. I enjoyed that conversation with her because I enjoyed her energy. But I believe that the system, I mean, turning the Titanic around is one thing. Turning the Titanic around with everybody on it, pushing it in the other direction is something else entirely. And I feel very strongly about that.